This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. In a late-night development, the Supreme Court has released the full in-house inquiry report, including the photos and videos regarding the alleged recovery of cash from the residence of the High Court Justice Yashwant Verma. The Apex Court has also released Justice Verma's response to the allegations. In his response, Justice Verma denied the allegations, stated that the room in which the fire occurred and where the cash was allegedly found was at the household outhouse, not at the main building where the judge and his family reside. According to the inquiry report, Justice Verma unequivocally stated that no cash has ever been placed in any storeroom of the house by him or any of his family members. He strongly denounced the suggestion that the alleged cash belonged to him. The inquiry report submitted that the Delhi High Court Chief Justice D.K. Upadhyay said that it contained information about official communications stating that 4 to 5 semi-burned stacks of Indian currency was found. The 25-page inquiry report included the videos and photographs of the firefighting operation at Justice Verma's residence on Holy Night, during which the cash was recovered. The centre has withdrawn 20% duty on onion export, effective from 1st of April. According to the Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, this will ensure the remunerative prices to the farmers while maintaining the affordability of onion to the consumers at a crucial juncture. It added that both the mandi and the retail prices have softened following the expected arrival of the rabi crops and the good quantities. As per the estimates, the higher production of crops during the rabi season, including the onion, is expected to further ease the market prices in the coming month. The export duty of 20% has been in place from 13 September last year to ensure the domestic availability. India has doubled the gross domestic product in the last 10 years at a growth of 105% from $2.1 trillion in 2015 to $4.3 trillion in 2025. According to the data released by the International Monetary Fund, with this, India is now the fifth largest country in terms of GDP in the world, after US, China, Germany and Japan. It added that India is set to outpace Japan soon, as the latter's GDP grew nil in the past decade. In the comparison, the United States and China's GDP grew by 66% and 44% respectively during the same period. The Indian Embassy in Qatar is providing all possible assistance in matter of detention of the Indian national Amit Gupta by Qatari authorities in relation to an ongoing investigation. Sources said that the embassy is in touch with the family and the lawyer representing Amit Gupta and the Qatari authorities on a regular basis. India has sent humanitarian assistance to Botswana in the wake of floods in the country. External Affairs Ministry said that in a social media post that the first tranche of around 10 tons of assistance comprising essential medicines, surgical supplies, mosquito repellents and the water supplies purifiers were dispatched for Botswana. Meanwhile, the humanitarian assistance have also been sent to Kiribati to help strengthen the healthcare system of the country. The consignment of 6-bedded container-based dialysis unit departed from the Mundra port for Tarawa, Kiribati yesterday. The Niti Aayog Vice Chairman Suman Berry has stated that India is reshaping its development paradigm and is at a crucial juncture, poised to become a global economic powerhouse. Speaking at the 31st Lal Bahadur Shastri Memorial Lecture in New Delhi yesterday, he discussed the aspects of the competitive and the cooperative federalism. In the inaugural match in the IPL T20, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 7 wickets at Eden Gardens in Kolkata tonight. In reply, RCB overhauled the target in the 17th, riding on the 95-run opening partnership between Virat Kohli and Phil Salt. Chase Master Kohli remained not out on 59. And that is the end of this news bulletin.